quite a bit ahead of schedule. We've got the public forum at 2 o'clock, but I think we can knock down some of the petitions before we get to that. So number 8 on our agenda is the take of fish with a blowgun, and this has me more than curious.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman and members of the Commission, Secretary Roebling. Tom Kirschman, Wildlife Division Director. We have three petitions on your agenda today. And Mr. Chairman, as you just alluded to, the first one there is number 8 on your agenda and in your commission book would be on page 21. And this one, this petition here was submitted by Mr. Dan Putnam out of Gayville, South Dakota, on the concept of allowing the use of a blowgun to basically harvest fish. Quickly, before we go into it, just a quick reminder to the commissioners on these petitions. As we go through them, we'll be asking you one of two actions, either one, to accept the petition, and if you accept it, this will move on through the rule promulgation process to public notice and that you can obtain public input on the various topics, or your second option would be for denial, and if you so deny it, and then through your conversations and reasons why, we would help draft a resolution that we would ask you to pass later on in the commission meeting for the reasons for that denial. So as we look at this first petition from Mr. Putnam, I do believe he is on the phone or on the Zoom call. I guess we would turn it over to Mr. Putnam and see if he has any words or share with you his reasons and rationale for bringing the petition in front of the commission, and then I will provide a few other remarks after Mr. Putnam done as he so chooses to visit with the commission. Mr. Putnam?
Mr. Putnam. Can you hear me now?
Very good. We can hear you.
Yeah, they had me muted. Anyway, you know, I don't have no fancy slides or anything. I just ended up, I was watching some YouTube videos by a guy named Tim Wells, and he's a slock master. He does hunting and around the world that uses like African spear or spears that would have been used years ago. He takes hogs to deers with blowguns that he has developed. And so I seen him fishing with one, taking the fish, and so I went online and I bought one. All right, so I'm thinking I'm going to get out and exercise. And, oh, shoot. Are you there still? I'll just keep talking. Can you still hear me? My phone went out for a second. Okay, well, anyway, I bought one. Then, the life of my story, I start looking in the Fish and Game's rule book, and there is nothing in there about taking fish, and I'm thinking, like, you know, this is going to be like 2 or 3 feet of water. It's going to not be the game fish per se, like the walleyes and stuff, but anything that would come along the banker, you can fish up and shoot them off the boat, which he does. But for most people, I'm thinking this would be an inexpensive way to enjoy the outdoors, walk around the lake. And if they see the fish, they can take some and have a meal. So I called the game warden and talked to him, or I talked to somebody, and I filed this petition. I'm hoping that we can get this voted in so that, like myself, I don't have a lot of money, but I like to get outdoors. It's a challenge. I don't see it as something that's going to be damaging. I know the one game warden told me that, talked to me, and he said, well, when I saw it, they had several fish, quite a few fish get off. the darts that they have are, I don't know how to get off unless you break your line. And that happens when you're line fishing, you know, and you might have fish swimming around with a hook in its gut. So I don't see that that's really a problem. So I'd like to say thank you to everybody, and that's all I have. I rambled.
Hang on for a couple
of minutes. If you have any questions, yeah, if you have any questions, I guess I could answer if what I know.
I have one. So you, at the end of it, you alluded to that there's some type of a string or an attachment to the actual dart that would stay.
Do you want to see an actual? You want to see the actual blowgun that I have? It has a rod and reel mounted to it, along with the eyelet for the string. That's going to be on the bottom. It's like a fly reel or any reel, actually. Not a spinning reel, because those things, not a spinning reel, I mean a bait casting reel, because they, you know, backlash a lot. And then there's a spear or dart. You see these? This is a spear, the dart for the fish. They got a barbed end on the one end, and the for, you know, when you blow through the blowgun, it propels the dart. Oh, start my video. Oh, sorry, everyone. I'm not used to this kind of... No, not later. I want to do it now. Okay. I'm really not used to this kind of stuff. I'm more like this guy. Very open.
I think... Let's skip the video. Then we'll see if any other commissioners...
Yeah. You see the darts? I don't know how close I can get there. There's the barbed end. These are like 8 inches long. And then you tie your string from your reel. It's basically a smaller version of bow hunting. You put your string on the dart and you blow it through your blowgun and you hope to get the fish, you know. You get pretty good. I've been practicing since I got my blowgun, and it's not really hard to do.
Well, thank you. Is there any other questions for Danny on this proposal? The petition, excuse me. Yep, we've got Commissioner Whitmire has a question.
Commissioner Whitmire.
Yep.
This is new to me. I guess more questions for staff right now. How do you see this is similar to archery? I mean, it's a different method of telling, but it's still a barbed projectile with a string attached to
Mr. Chairman and Commissioner Whitmire, as when the petition came in, we had some lengthy conversations, even just looking at current administrative rule and how we do describe spear fishing, and does this even fit within it already? And there's many pieces of it that one could argue or articulate that it does. And so there are a lot of similarities right now. But just looking at the concept, there's some other pieces of it that why we believe it's worthwhile as a petition from the standpoint is if you wanted to move forward with this, I think we'd need to better describe it in administrative rules so people know exactly what it is. There's a lot of similarities, yes, at least in how it's described in the definitions of spearfishing and some of those other activities that are allowed right now. So, you know, when we had discussions on this, you know, number one, probably don't believe there will be a lot of folks that would participate in this type of fishing activity right now. A lot of it's going to be limited by the equipment that's available because I think it's very difficult to acquire right now to begin with.
Not really.
Hold on, Mr. Putnam. We also looked at it from the standpoint of it is another type of opportunity for fishing out there. While it's a little bit different, certainly, but it has a lot of similarities to archery and spearing. And And that's why when you shared information with you, our recommendation on this particular one is we don't see any harm in it. There's certainly some more questions maybe need to be answered, look into it more, but probably deserves to obtain some more public input to get some further thoughts from the public on this and go from there with further discussions between the commission, the department, and the public.
Very well. Do we want to take these individually? I assume that you want to do it.
I would assume that would be best, Mr. Chair, yeah.
Very well. I think that they'd entertain a motion to move this forward or to put it under the water. Commissioner Locke.
Commissioner Locken here. As a veteran blowgun operator, I've actually got a one from the jungles of Ecuador with Karari, I think is what it was called, poison darts. I don't know how I ever got that on the plane, but I did. I can see some opportunity for fun here. But so I would move the petition forward.
There's been a motion. Is there a second? Commissioner Spring, second. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all in favor of the motion indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Congratulations. We will give you out for public comment on this. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of comments.